Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That means it's Sky Wednesday, baby. Made it to the halfway point. I'm your hostess with the mostest big shooter on the radio, Chad Dukes versus the world. And it is my privilege to be your radio Sherpa for the next 4.5 hours as we take you through your Wednesday. Build that momentum, putting a pep in your step, hopefully a larf or two, maybe even three. That's what we're here for. We'd love for you to be a part of it. AAA always on call, listener lines wide open, available for you throughout the duration, 800-636-1067. Of course, you can tweet me at Chad Dukes. Very easy to do so. I got some grippity gripes right here at the top of the show, but let me start by saying this, and I am being incredibly sincere. Landfill, you're going to be disappointed in me, and I don't like that. I don't want that to happen. I don't want the people that work on the show to be disappointed in their Sherpa. I missed a meeting today with the owners of Santini's.
Boo.
Yeah. I deserved boo this man. That this man is me. There are no words. I don't have a mea culpa. I can't apologize enough. I've been doing lots of stuff before the show over the past couple of weeks. It's not an excuse, but I got my wires crossed and all of the owners, there's fathers and sons. That's who owns Santini's, family operation. They're all sitting around with Sam Weiner and waiting for Big Shooter. A Big Shooter didn't show up because he was out in Manassas. And I got to say, I am mortified in my own conduct. And I was speaking to them. And guess why we were meeting today, Landfill? Guess why?
I'm guessing it would involve delicious foods being created, prepared, and served to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to make a Chad Dukes sandwich
at
Santini's and all seven of
you
their
missed that meeting?
That's the meeting that I no showed.
Why?
I'm stupid. I'm an idiot. I'm unorganized. All these things. I need a personal assistant, but I'm not important enough to have one. That's my issue. I'm a big baby. I can't keep my schedule straight. I make commitments and then I forget about them. I'm an idiot. So because of that, this is the way I'm going to make it up, Landfill. I'm going to order an enormous amount of Santini's for lunch.
Well, that's just a great idea every day.
That's how I'm going to make it up to them and make it up to myself. I'm going to get a bogey, and I'm going to get a large pizza. And that's what I'm going to have for lunch today.
That sounds like a great lunch.
It does. It does sound like a really good lunch. Yeah, but I said, look, here's what I told them, because I got on a conference call to apologize and to go over some of the details. The details, by the way, you're going to be so happy because I believe you're included in this sandwich thing, Landfill. I think they're going to bring you one for the fast food pinata and you get to do the first review.
Well, I'm all in.
Yeah, I think you probably generally enjoy when people bring you sandwiches. I knew that. What I volunteered to do is I was like, look, guys, I got a whole show planned out, but what I could do is just open up your menu and just read it for 4.5 hours. I offered to do that and they said, no. You don't have to do all that, but it would be nice if you showed up. We all made time, and you're a overweight horse's ass. They didn't say that, but they should have. So my apologies to the fine folks at Santini's. It's my favorite place. It's my favorite restaurant. I don't want to do anything but try to make them proud and do a good job of spreading the word. So do me a favor. If you're out and about today and you're going to have yourself a late lunch or an early supper, Go to Santini's, take a picture of what you're eating and tweet it over to me, at Chad Dukes. I would take it as a personal favor. And, oh, by the way, you're welcome, because you're going to have a delicious late lunch and an early dinner. Everything they have is good. So my apologies to them, and I look forward to working with them forever. For as long as this ticker keeps tick, tick, ticking, I would like to be in bed with Santini's. And, yes, I said that the way that I wanted to. Okay, so there is that. What else? What else is going on today? I know there's some people tweeting me, and I respect you guys, and I like the fact that I get, you know, people kind of get this show, and they understand that my show is a little different than the rest of what happens on the station. I love the lineup, and everybody's got a different vibe, and everybody's got a different way of going about their business. I got this from Delivery Driver. Junks, Grant and Danny talked about the team name for 8 hours. I'm begging you, Chad Dukes, make it stop. Well, first of all, I listened to a lot of the Junkies and Grant and Danny today. They didn't talk about the name for their entire show. But what you got to understand is our job here is to not just entertain. It's also certainly not just to talk about what we want to talk about. I imagine Grant and Danny would like to talk way more World Series than they're talking about it on their show. But the ratings are in the crapper, and there's two teams that this market isn't interested in, so they don't get to do that. I would like to be talking more about Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Justin Gaethje on Saturday. And we're going to talk about it, but I'm not going to be able to talk about it as much as I want because it's just irresponsible to do so. This is a J-O-B. It's a job. At the end of the month, the rent is due. If you got nothing to put on the table, you got to worry about catching a dog. You got to worry about a dog catching your ass. And that's the way that we look at it. And you got to spin the hits. Unfortunately, you got to play the Britney Spears record every 35 minutes. It's the way that it goes. And that's the name. It is. It's a big deal. I heard Danny describe Washington football team as cumbersome earlier today. I would agree. I do not want to spend the whole show on it, but it is a big story. Before we get into any of that, I did want to mention this. This punishment for Odell Beckham Jr. is absolutely ridiculous. If you haven't seen this story, this was breaking 32 minutes ago. I'm not the biggest Odell Beckham Jr. fan. I certainly didn't like when he showed up when LSU won their title and was handing out money. Not because those guys don't deserve to have money, considering how much money they are earning for that organization and for the NCAA. It's a crock. It's a facade. It's a sham. It's just absolute highway robbery. But it was a professional showing up and obfuscating amateurs. It was hogging the spotlight. I didn't like it. I didn't like the whole song and dance. That being said, he reportedly gave out $2,000 worth of $100 bills the national championship game. And he is now banned from LSU's facilities for 2 years. Now, I don't know how many months ago the national championship game was, but it was a lot. How much time and how many resources that could have been used for throw a dart at the wall? How much did you waste coming to this conclusion? It's just laughable at this point. It's laughable. I almost wish they couldn't pull off college football. I almost wish they couldn't get it done because maybe that would hasten the destruction of the NCAA, which at this point is laughably awful to exist. The money generated with the television, it just is insane. And while I don't agree with Odell Beckham Jr., I think he's a narcissist. I think he made it all about himself. It's so dumb to ban him for 2 years for handing out $100 bills to guys that generated millions and millions and millions of dollars. Go back and look at the number that NCAA championship game made. Look at the number that it put up. Oh, it just drives me nuts that this is something that's going on. The only thing that drives me more nuts is being threatened by my program director via email because I haven't completed the driver background check for our company. Our insane company that asks for insane things on a regular basis and won't provide you health insurance if you miss out on the window to sign up. It is ludicrous what's going on here. Why on earth, Layfield, did you do this? Did you do the car background check, the driver background check?
Yes, I did.
What on earth for?
Yeah, so this is a background check. It's theoretically for if you're going to be driving station vehicles.
I don't plan on driving the station vehicle.
I don't. I haven't driven a station vehicle in 10 years.
Yeah, I did that for many years in my early 20s trying to break into the industry. I don't plan on ever doing it again.
And by the way, I don't think anybody's driving them anytime soon because apparently they all have flat tires.
Well, why isn't CK telling Entercom to pound sand?
That's what he should be doing.
Yeah, he should say pound sand. None of my guys are driving the station vehicles.
But instead we have to give them all of our information. All of it.
It's like an incredible invasion of privacy, is it not?
Yes, I agree.
And then, like, the hostile intonation on the email, like, you should have already did this. Well, I'm just seeing this email. And what is this, the other thing they want? They want, like, four or five different, they want some anti-sexual. How can I sexually harass anyone? I'm in my living room. There's dog's barking at me.
There's no one here. It's just Brock and me.
Jesus. I have no idea how to fill this thing out. I've got no idea. So, I mean, I guess you could send as many mean emails as you want. I don't know how to do it. Why do I have to pass a car background check when I don't drive the station vehicle? Why do they get that information? You're not my daddy. You pay me because I can create. I can fill a void. Ripley, seriously, I'm not a tirade here. I mean, you're embarrassing me in front of thousands of people. You're embarrassing me. You're cuckolding me in front of the cavemen and morons. I mean, is that what you want? You want daddy to look weak in front of everybody? Daddy's got to pretend like he's a big shot. You want me to keep the power on? Your mom buys you $200 bags of dog food. I don't know what that's all about. What happened to Kibbles and Bits? Do they still make Kibbles and Bits? Your dog really deserves it. Give him the Kibbles and Chunks or whatever that was. I guess that's a no-go. I got to get the grain-free, natural balance, multi-ingredient, lamb meal-braced brown rice. I have no idea. The food costs more than my food does. I guarantee my Santini's order is going to be cheaper than this bag of dog food. What a stupid day. Dumb, stupid day. All right. I promise I'll start the show when I get back. Who's driving a station vehicle? The promotions people don't need to take this GD thing. They're not even driving the station vehicles.
There's a pandemic. Everything's shut down. We're not even doing station events anymore.
You need to do two-point authentication and download this app and log in. I don't know why you haven't done it. It's so easy. Why do I need to do that? You know what I do? I go to work every single day. I don't call in sick. I eat a week's vacation every single year. Nobody ever thanks me. Nobody ever gives me a plaque. The junkies get bobbleheads. I get to not be on enrichment. That's the deal I have worked out. Holy crap. How about a little respect? That's all I ask for. How about not being threatened every day in my email? Why haven't you responded to this? What is going on? Why haven't you logged into this? What? I'm in radio. They used to give people vials of cocaine to play the new Rush record. What happened? It's the worst. It's like the Attitude Era compared to 2020 WWE. Getting criticized for not being inclusive enough. What happened? You need to do a driver's background check. To sit and speak into a microphone? No, I don't. I got news for you. You're asking for it. I absolutely don't have to do that. I never have before. Take this sexual harassment test. I just took one 6 months ago. We'll take this one. I haven't seen a woman other than my wife in a year. And trust and believe, I ain't talking to anybody at work. I don't need to get narked on, stuff made up, tattletales. One time I asked for a cardboard cutout to be taken down, and it was World War III. God bless. Maybe I should just have all the emails forwarded to the agent. You think that would go over well, Anfield? Think people would appreciate that? Probably not, right?
Probably not, no.
Oh. I'm late for a very important date. All right, let's do this. I'm going to pull myself together. A little irritated at the top of the show. I promise you we're going to start the radio show next. I know it's been 17 minutes. We're going to start the radio show next. You have my word. It's Chad Dukes versus the world. You used to go to the program director and you'd roll up like a $100 bill and you put like a little thumbnail of cocaine in there and be like, hey, if you could play the new Blue Oyster Cult, I'd really appreciate it. Now we endlessly fill out sexual harassment training. Does that sound like progress? Certainly not in the fun department. That's the way it's gone. This business used to be so cool, and now it's just as corporate as anything else. Oh, God. Where's that last DJ song by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Landfill? There goes the last DJ that plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. It's all over. We just want to give it over to podcasts. That's all we want to do, is we just want to turn the industry over to podcasts. So if any Tom, Dick, and Harry that buys a microphone at Guitar Center, able to just usurp an industry. Oh, God. It's Chad Dukes versus the World 106.7. The Fan, appreciate you guys checking out the program today. I'm going to make sure that I let you know there's a rewind button on the radio.com app. That's important. I got to make sure that I let you know that. All right. So, a couple of things. The phone number is 800-636-1067. At the end of the show yesterday, the news broke, and I heard the other shows talking about this today, that apparently during the Cowboys Dallas week, I'm sure there's a Dallas week, by the way. Can we stop? I'm done with it. Brock actually offered this topic up today, and I'm like, no, I ain't doing it anymore. Here's a topic that I am officially retiring for Chad Dukes versus the world. These guys at the Fan, they can do whatever they want. 980, do whatever you want. You probably know better than me. You do know better than me. You know better than me when it comes to sports talk radio. That's fine. You know better. You know better. There's no Dallas week. There's no rivalry. It's dead. The team isn't even named Redskins anymore. You think we can't move on from that? There hasn't been a rivalry in well over a decade. The rivalry was Dallas-Philadelphia. That was the rivalry. It's got to be a back and forth if there's going to be a rivalry. Daniel Cormier said that after he lost to Jon Jones. Again, he said there's got to be a wins and losses. There's got to be a back and forth. There's none of that. It pains me to say this, but the Dallas Cowboys are a far superior organization than the whatever we are. We don't even have a name. At least Jerry Jones sticks to his guns, man. I'm going to have fans in the stands. I'm the general manager. People criticize him for it, but he prints money. He prints money, and all anybody wants to do is talk about the Dallas Cowboys. I hate him. I'll continue to hate him. There's no rivalry. What are you talking about? There's no Dallas week. We're lucky this year. They might be as bad as us. We're lucky. It's like going into a boxing match and, man, maybe I'll poke this dude in the eye and he won't be able to see. Because if I just fight him straight up, he's going to beat my brains in. You know why we're lucky? It ain't Thanksgiving Day. Dallas loves tapping that ass on Thanksgiving Day, don't they? I'm sitting there trying to eat turkey and stuffing and gravy. Have myself a nice pumpkin beer that, by the way, was out on the shelves in July. They take all the Oktoberfest beers. You can't find an Oktoberfest beer right now. They're gone. All the Christmas beers are out. This world stinks. And there ain't no Dallas week, so stop saying it. We need to focus on better goals. We need better goals. Like drafting anyone that can help us. Like not messing with the cheerleaders. Figuring out a way to get 15 people into the stands in that ridiculous state the stadium's in. We got bigger fish to fry than Dallas week. And the only way, mark my words, that we'll be in this game is because that's the worst defense I've ever seen in my life. It's the only way. Watch Andy Dalton come into town and put up three bills on this team. You watch it happen. You watch Gallup go for a 115 and CeeDee Lamb have an 80-yard touchdown pass and Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper will probably stroll into town pantsless with the offer the Redskins sent him draped over his private area like a loincloth. Here, this is what I think. Here's what I think of your I'm sure I'm moving here. We got Buc-ee's and Whataburger. Ooh, check out the tech situation in Texas. That's Amari Cooper. And why not? Why wouldn't he? Rivalry. Do you still get up for the Dallas game? How many years have we done that topic? How many quarter hours have been wasted on that? Only to get smoked by 30. You know how many different people I've heard from in that organization, people that cover that team, and like, oh, we just check it as a win. Don't even worry about it. Look past Washington. We could look past Washington and still win. There's no pride. They don't even take their timeouts. They don't even try to tie the game. They want to get off the field. Their coach is scared they'll get hurt. We got a coach that's scared the players will get hurt. Jesus. People think Mike McCarthy's doing a bad job. Our coach is scared of football. What sport was he been coaching? What happened to Carolina? What did this happen to this man? I want him to be healthy. I don't think it has anything to do with that. He's scared his bad football players are going to get injured. Don't worry about it, coach. They all suck. You're going to lose anyway. It'll be fine, coach. They got good medical care, unlike Entercom DC. Don't miss the initiation period. Or else your wife is going to have to go on Cobra for the next year. Not that I'm speaking from experience. By the way, how sexually corrupt do you think your employees are that they have to do sexual harassment testing 8 times a year? But at least we got 30 acres in D.C. that no one can go to right now, right? Costs $400 a month apart. Awesome. God, we're perfect. Why aren't we the flagship station for the Washington football team? We'd be perfect. We run this business just like they do. Into the ground. I got a coach that does... You're not going to believe this. You got to hear this one. I didn't believe it myself. Until I heard it come out of his mouth. You know what convinced him to try to win football games? Wait till you hear the punchline, friendos. Wait till you hear the end of this joke. It's going to make you the MVP of the water cooler. At Xerox, or wherever you work. Do they still make Xerox? You know what made Ron Rivera start trying to win football games? Kyle Allen! It was Kyle Allen! Beforehand, he wasn't trying to win. It was about evaluation. It was about keeping guys healthy. Oh my God, on what planet do you get a pass for this? Well, it's only 4 times. They might think that I'm not right for the job. They might move the strike. I don't even think there's a phone call to be had here. I don't think there's room for it. Who's going to respond to this? Who's going to have something to add to this? Oh, God. Well, let me just go ahead and take a look. My email box, anti-harassment training, and background check. Block lettering today. Brock, I got some bad news for you. This is your problem. Drab T-shirt has been taking care of this stuff for the junkies for 15 years. You have never done it for me. Today's your first day on the job. Good luck. Let me know what information of mine you'll need. I'll give you any information you want, but I ain't doing this. Do it and say it's me. Oh, boy. Can you imagine the coach of an NFL team is admittedly not trying to win for a portion of the season, and the only thing that got him in the win mode was Kyle Allen? What lunacy. Where could this happen other than here, and you would still have people making excuses for it? I want a list of markets that would put up with that. That buffoonery. If Gruden was doing this, imagine the calls I would get. Imagine the calls I would be fielding. The angry tweets. The people screaming about his job. At least Jay Gruden was trying to win. He was just doing it with Colt McCoy. Is that any better? All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. It's Chad Dukes versus the world.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.